All right, are we ready for God's Word this morning? Let's open our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 7, please. Deuteronomy chapter 7. We're going to continue along the lines that we have been on this series of giants. How many of y'all have found this to be interesting and relevant to our lives? Let me ask that again. How many of y'all have found this to be interesting and relevant to our lives? Thank you very much. We said that these giants no longer exist physically, as they did back in the Old Testament times, but they do exist in forms of personalities, dispositions, and demeanors in other people, okay? And we said that the purpose of these giants in the Old Testament was to keep God's people from enjoying a land of abundance and a life of blessing. And we can draw the parallel that these personalities, these dispositions, these demeanors will keep us from enjoying the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. You know, let us remember that it is in John chapter 10, verse 10, that Jesus said, I have come. I'm going to quote it out of the Amplified version of the Bible, okay? I have come that you might have and enjoy life to the full until it overflows. Notice the words, I have come that you might have, number one, and enjoy, number two, life abundant to the full until it overflows. Who wants a life abundant to the full? I do. And listen, it doesn't have to be wishful thinking because Jesus promised it. I have come that you might have and enjoy life abundant to the full until it overflows. But there are giants in our world today, not of physical stature, but how many of y'all know that some of these giants are of emotional stature? Come on, somebody. And they will try to intimidate. That was the first giant, the Hittites. We looked at them. We looked at three others last week. Don't ask me to review that. We don't have much time for review this morning. So this morning we're going to look at the next two giants, all right? So let's read Deuteronomy chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. How many of y'all know that these personalities are greater and mightier than us? Right? And their game plan, church family, is to keep us from enjoying a much better life that Jesus came to give us. Next verse. When the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. Well, how many of y'all know that we cannot do that physically with these? Not under the new covenant. You shall make no covenant with them or show them any mercy. Translation, don't get into a serious relationship with these personalities. Don't get into a serious relationship with these dispositions. Don't have them as spouses. Don't have them as boyfriends, girlfriends. Don't have them as business partners. Don't have them as this, as that. And do not tolerate their shenanigans. That's the Joe Brazino translation. You are welcome. Right? It says, show them no mercy. Don't tolerate. Verse 3, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son or their daughter for your son, etc. So it goes on to talk about these. So this morning, listen carefully, there are seven listed here in this list. But there are two more that were not mentioned in this list that are found in Numbers chapter 13, the Anakites and the Amalekites. Those are the last two we will study. But for now, let's look at the Perizzites, and then after the Perizzites, we're going to look at the Hivites. Okay? The Perizzites. What does Perizzite mean? You know, we've said that the Bible reveals so much to us in the meaning of names. Did you all know that, you know, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 says the angel spoke to Mary, and well, actually to Joseph, and said, you shall call the name of your son Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. Well, that was his mission, to save his people from their sin. Well, the name Jesus means God is my salvation. See the significance in names? There are meanings in names, all right? So the meaning of parousia, listen carefully, if you're writing notes, jot this down, very important. It means no walls and no boundaries. No walls, no boundaries, all right? The root word perez means to go beyond the limits. So what do we make of these guys, these personalities? How many of y'all have found that the Ten Commandments are 10 boundaries? Right? And they're given for our own good. You know, one of the commandments, Paul the Apostle said in Ephesians chapter 6, that if we obey it, that it will go well with our lives. Honor your father and mother. It's also stated in Exodus chapter 20, when God gave the 10 boundaries, the 10 limits, right? And how many of y'all have found that by obeying these 10 commandments, that life is simple and life is good? Who has found that not everybody around you or in your life shares in that sentiment that you will love the Lord your God, and it will be evidenced by your keeping all 10 boundaries of His? How many of y'all know that? So there are some parasites around. No boundaries, no limits. All right, let's look at, listen, I want us to look in the screen, because there's a scripture in Numbers chapter 13, verse 28. It says, "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are what? Walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." Now, let me explain that verse to you. All the giants lived in walled cities. When you do a study, though, the parasite cities were unwalled. No boundaries, no limits. Who knows people in your life who live their lives with no walls? Who's heard the saying, good fences make good what? Neighbors. Who has found that some people will not seek or have a desire to obey God's commandments? Right? And these people live their lives as, I'll say it the way of Proverbs chapter, I'm giving you a lot of scripture, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, as wild, untamed horses. Wild, untamed horses. Because they have no boundaries. They have no walls. There is no consideration of God in their lives. And there is no honoring Him by obeying His 10 commandments. Who has found people like that? Amen. You know, I remember several years ago, this was back about 7 years ago, and I was a part of an online running group. I don't do that anymore. It's just, I like my life simple. But back then, there were a lot of people from all over the country that had run the Marine Corps Marathon. I ran that one in 2012 and met some really cool people there in that running group. And so there was a gal that struck up a conversation with me, and it ended up that we became Facebook friends, and I'm no longer a friend of her, Cindy. So, and she's blocked, so just letting you know during the message, no less. But this girl started, you know, talking, and she said, "You're a pastor," and she said, "Can I confide some things in you?" I'm like, "Not a problem," and started talking to me about some of her struggles and stuff, and I don't like to do that, but I felt a little safe that there was a lot of distance. The chick was from Arizona, and I was here in Illinois, so there was no danger. And then after a while, she started kind of complimenting me on some things, and I'm like, "Oh, this is not going to go good," and before long, she asked me if I wanted to have an affair with her. No boundaries, Why are you looking at me like I did something wrong? They're like, can you tell us the rest of the story? Yes. I said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm happily married. And she was married, incidentally. And I said, I'm sorry. I don't roll like that. I told my spouse, and she said, thank you for not following through on that. There are people, church family, listen carefully, that have no walls and no boundaries and no regard for the Lord, and they'll try to come into your life, and they'll try to ignore your walls, or maybe I should say they'll try to ignore God's walls in your life. Come on, somebody. Pretend like they don't exist, and think that you're stupid enough to fall for their proposition. You know, I encountered this when my girls were of dating age, and my ex and I had set down some rules about dating for those girls. We wanted them to date like Christian ladies. And I said, you know, we drilled it. The first two didn't have a problem. The third one, which you all know firsthand, she's a lot like her father. And so I said, girls, you cannot date non-believers. Sorry, you cannot date non-believers. You can understand the wisdom in that. Well, the youngest kind of did her own thing. And I remember she started dating guys that I said, Gabby, I said, I want to meet the guy in person before I want to shake their hand, and I want to look into their eyes, and I want them to look into my eyes to know that there's a father behind you. And a lot of them, listen, they had no regard, no walls. And I finally said, Gabby, break it off. So they broke it off, or she broke it off. And I remember the mother trying to contact me. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. My son didn't mean. I said, ma'am, number one, thanks for trying to apologize. But it's your son that should be apologizing to my daughter and to me. Right? No, we're not going to do that. And so my sweet daughter learned the hard way that you mess with people without walls and you're going to end up getting hurt. Can I get a witness in the house? How many of y'all like that we keep it real? I say this every Sunday, Joe, stop asking that question. But we live life on a daily basis, people. And so, you know, we got to be very careful, church family. We got to be very, very careful because there are giants, the parasites, are people that live in cities with no walls. They have no boundaries for their lives, and they're going to ignore your boundaries that God has established for your life. You know, there's a proverb, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10, and I only know how to quote it out of the King James Version. When sinners entice you, do not consent. Yoo-hoo. Some of these people are like, yoo-hoo, come out and play with me. No, I have a good life and you're not going to ruin it. Because how many of y'all know that is their mission? That might not be their intention, but that is their mission. Oh, but you don't understand. You don't understand, Glenn. Give me your hand again. Oh, we're soulmates. Pretend I'm a lady. We're soulmates, buddy. We're meant to be together.
You wouldn't be in your 30th, buddy.
You know, that is the biggest crock ever foisted on humanity. We're soulmates. In other words, you and I know you're married right now, but you and I were really meant to be together. I don't think so, girl. I don't care how pretty you are. I don't care how fit you are. You know, as a wise man once told me when I was much younger, he said, what good is it if you own a Ferrari or Lamborghini and can't take it out for a spin? Boy, do we dispense wisdom here at Locust Grove. Because you hear stories. Oh, my wife's all that, but I never see her. She doesn't show me any affection. I said, brother, then your Lamborghini is sitting in the garage in vain. How many of y'all like this crazy wisdom, if that's what you want to call it here? I feel like Lucy sometimes from Peanuts. The doctor is in, 5 cents. What's that?
Well, like Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball. Thank you. I consent not. So there's a parasite. They have no boundaries. They have no walls. Listen, friends, they're going to live like wild, untamed horses. We live under the lordship of Jesus Christ every day of our lives. Amen. We're not wild, untamed horses. We are corralled sheep in the pastures of Jesus Christ. That is our banner. My love is for him. Jesus said, if you love me, you will do what to my commandments? You will obey my commandments. You will honor my walls. You will honor my limits. Well, you know what? Parasite spirit, get out of my life. I'm not going to listen to you. You're not going to drag me down with you to a place of no walls and no boundaries. And you can flower it up as good as you think you're flowering it up for me. I see right through that lie, and you're only full of destruction.
Amen.
There was a friend of mine several years ago, probably about 11 years ago, it was 2010, and I was this pastor at one time, and he had a good marriage, and you know they had two girls, and a very loving family, Christian family, and he said, Pastor Joe, he said, I want to talk to you. I wasn't his pastor at the time that he spoke with me. And he said, you know, there's this friend of mine, old high school friend of mine. He didn't need to say any more. I knew the script. She got in contact with me. She found me on Facebook. Yoo-hoo! And she wants to reconnect. And she wants to talk about the good old days. It's kind of like that Bruce Springsteen song, Glory Days. And he said, Pastor, I'm tempted. Okay? And I asked him, have you asked yourself this question? Are you willing to lose your wife? Are you willing to lose the respect and love of your children? He said, no. I said, there's your answer. Say no. Don't edit this out, Miss Sheila. Sorry. But baby, ain't no booty call is worth that. You only hear this here. You know, the Lord's given me the guts, if I can say it that way, to say some things just straight up. Because I know this message reaches more than just our sanctuary here. And maybe somebody needs to hear this. And this might be my only shot at reaching them. So I'm going to make it count. Everybody cool with that?
Yes.
How many of y'all know we're talking the wisdom of God here? Wrapped up in street talk, I know. I'm sure booty call somewhere in the Hebrew language there in the Old Testament, next to Bathsheba somewhere. But so that's a parasite spirit. Can we move on to the next one? Everybody good? Enjoying this so far? Okay. The next one is the Hivite spirit. All right. This is a very interesting definition. I've looked at the Hebrew. I've brushed off my lexicons in the last couple of weeks. And this one, you know, this one word that defines it. It means snakes. Hivites means snakes. Along with that, listen carefully, they mean they are deceivers, they are cheaters, and they are liars. They are snakes. They are snakes in the grass. Who's ever encountered snakes in your life? The Hivite spirit. It's okay to say it here. Jesus called the Pharisees a brood of snakes, vipers, right? It's okay that we call them what the Bible calls them, right? They're snakes. Okay, let's first see them in action in the Bible. We have a scripture here out of Joshua chapter 9, and I want us just to read this story because this is about the Hivites. Listen carefully. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon is another name for the Hivites, heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work wildly. Do we have the NIV, hon? However, when the people of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they resorted to a ruse. Or they were acting wilily, a ruse. They went out as a delegation whose donkeys were loaded with worn out sacks and old wineskins, cracked and mended. They put worn and patched sandals on their feet and wore old clothes. All the bread of their food supply was dry and moldy. Then they went to Joshua in the camp of Gilgal and said to him and the Israelites, "We have come from a distant country. Make a treaty with us." Now, let me provide some context. These guys did not live in a distant country. They lived next door to the Israelites. What are they doing? They're deceiving. They're lying. They are snakes. Okay? Verse 6. They went to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal and said to him, "We have come from a distant country. Make a treaty with us." What did Deuteronomy 7 say? Are we supposed to make treaties with these giants? No. The Israelites said to the Hivites, "But perhaps you live near us, so how can we make a treaty with you?" "Oh, we are your servants," they said to Joshua. But Joshua asked, "Who are you and where do you come from?" They answered, "Your servants come from a very distant country because of the fame of the Lord your God, for we have heard reports of him, all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth. And our elders and all those living in our country said to us, 'Take provisions for your journey, go and meet them and say to them, we are your servants, make a treaty with us. This bread of ours was warm when we packed it at home on the day we left to come to you, but now see how dry and moldy it is, and these wineskins that we filled were new, but see how cracked they are, and our clothes and sandals are worn out by the very long journey.' The Israelites sampled their provisions, but did not inquire of the Lord." Listen carefully. What did the Israelites do? Big mistake. They did not what? Inquire of the Lord. They did not seek the Lord. They did not seek the Lord's counsel. They did not ask, "Lord, is this right to get to help these people?" They didn't do that. Verse 15, then Joshua made a what with them? Treaty of peace with them to let them live, and the leaders of the assembly ratified it by oath. How many of y'all have ever been met with a proposal, say like a business offer from someone that you had an uneasy feeling inside of you? You know, when I was in Effingham, there was a young man that had gotten into a business venture, a business deal with this guy that I did not trust. I knew the guy that he was in business with, and I didn't trust him because he had a shady character. And he said, "You know, do you have $10,000 you'd like to invest in this business?" I said, "I have the $10,000, but I'm not going to invest in it." He's like, "Well, why not?" I said, "Because I don't trust the guy you're in business with." "Well, why not? You're a pastor. You should be trusting." I said, "Well, I trust people that I know are trustworthy, but if they're not trustworthy, I'm not going to trust them." So he finally quit trying to pitch me this business venture so that I could invest in it. Well, couple months down the road, he got a hold of me. He said, "Can we meet for lunch?" I said, "Sure, not a problem." He said, "You were right." He said, "That guy took me for $65,000. He was a snake. Church family, we need to be very discerning. Jesus has commanded us in Matthew chapter 10, be wise as serpents, yet harmless as what? Doves. There are snakes in the grass. And they are slick talkers. They are silver-tongued devils. Can I say it that way? Come on, somebody. They lie through their teeth. And they'll try to separate you from your hard-earned money. Or, buckle your seatbelts, baby, because we're just getting started here. Or what about charmers that try to charm women? Same church. There was a lot of adventures, brother. I'm going to write a book, but I won't mention church names there. And there was this very nice, very pretty girl, younger than me. I was in my mid-30s at the time, and she was about late 20s, and she would come talk to me, and, you know, I was her pastor, and so she'd talk to me about potential guys that had, you know, made effort to date her. And she said, well, I don't like this one because, and I don't like this one because. And so I, every now and again, when she'd come to church, I'd ask, so how's it going? How's the love life going? Well, I'm depressed. I can't find anybody. And then one day, listen carefully, she was all excited. Pastor Joe, you're not going to believe this. Pastor Joe, I found someone. He is a Christian man. He has a job. He has his own car. Oh, she went on. He has a great mom. He is this and that and this and that. He's so godly. 2 months down the road, hey, how's that guy going? I had to get a restraining order. There are snakes in the grass. Baby, if you're one of those women, step away from the curb. Another bus is going to come by. But you don't understand, Pastor Joe. The biological clock is ticking. I want to have kids. But this guy's really good. I can tolerate certain things. Step away from the curb. Yoo-hoo. Or, you know, I know I'm not addressing anybody here, but maybe you might know of somebody I might be addressing. And definitely when it hits the radio waves, you know, it's going to hit somebody for sure. You know, there's these scams about women and men out in the military that are scamming people, singles that are desperate and lonely, and they say, oh, I'm in a dilemma over here in the Middle East, or I'm in England for so many weeks, and I need some help because I have a loved one who's dying of cancer. Come on, somebody. These are real scams. And I've known people, listen, church family, you know, I like to keep it real. I've known people who had a master's degree that we're supposed to know better, but they fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And I try to reason with them out of love. I'm not their pastor, but I try to reason with them out of a Christian duty, and they won't listen to me. They'll turn me off. They'll tune me out. Okay, baby, don't come crying to me. Pastor Joe, you're not loving. You don't know what not loving is. Don't come crying to me because I try to get your attention. In the course of ministry, I've had people tell me, Pastor Joe, I've lost $100,000 in money to these scammers. You see them on Dr. Phil. These ladies that they have an online relationship with these guys that when they do the background check, they don't even exist. Baby, you're listening and you're talking to a snake. There are of the Hivite spirit. Step away from the curb. Amen. Good teaching? Yes. Are you guys interested in the next couple giants?
Yes.
Come back next week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your goodness. Father, your wisdom proliferates. Help us, Lord, to not make any treaties with these giants, with these dispositions, these personalities, these demeanors, Lord. Father, help us in the name of Jesus to stand strong, be resolute in our walk with you, not to give in to those parasites that have no walls, have no regard for walls, or those Hivites that are liars and lie through their teeth to try to get us, to try to harm us, Lord. We pray for your wisdom, your discernment, in Jesus' name. Amen.